As the war in Afghanistan winds down, opinion surveys of influential people in this country and overseas reflect differences in the way Americans and others view the war on terrorism. The survey is part of the Global Attitudes Project at the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. They polled 275 political, business, and cultural leaders worldwide. Andrew Kohut is the center's director, and he joins us now. Andy, first of all, I think most Americans imagine that the world would instantly understand this country's very strong response to the terror attacks.
You would think so, but very large percentages of people in much of the opinion leaders in much of the world say their publics think we're overreacting. Now, that's not the case in Western Europe. It is the case in Latin America. It is the case in the Islamic countries and even in a number of Asian countries. Large percentages of the opinion leaders that we polled said their publics think that we brought this attack upon ourselves. Only 18% of Americans believe that, 70% in Muslim countries, for example.
A question you heard often is people here were struggling to explain the destruction of the World Trade Center and the loss of life at the Pentagon was, why do they hate us? And you found several things about that, but most interesting to me was that generally these influential people think that their general publics do not hate us.
They don't hate us. America is admired in many respects. Most people take our side in the conflict, and very few people, except in the Muslim areas, are thought to take Al-Qaeda's side. But generally, the opinion leaders say our publics and we ourselves have a favorable opinion of America. But at the same time, America is resented. It's resented because of its power. It's resented because of its position with regard to Israel in many places. But the big surprise is the extent to which we are resented for contributing to the growing gap between rich nations and poor nations. That ranks as high in the opinions of people in Muslim countries as our support for Israel.
You asked a series of questions that have to do with what has changed since September 11th. And I thought one of the interesting things in the survey was that in Asia, people are very concerned that the United States will not be able to or willing to or use its good offices to pull the rest of the world's economies back, as has happened in recent recessions in Asia. They're afraid that their economy is going to suffer because of what happened here.
The Asian countries are very trade dependent, and they worry greatly that this war on terrorism has adversely affected, will adversely affect trade over the course of the next year, much more than people in Western Europe and other parts of the world. And they may be well supported by some of these other attitudes that we picked up about forecasts of less trade, less communication, except for the Internet, which will continue to roll on and not be much affected by this change in the nature of the world.
What about expanding the war on terrorism to other countries that either protect terrorists or export terror? Is that that's something that's being talked of a lot now in the United States. How's it viewed in the rest of the world?
Only about a third of the opinion leaders speaking for themselves, not characterizing public opinion, say they would support the idea of taking this war to Iraq or Somalia if they prove to be guilty or are harboring terrorists. Now, in among American opinion leaders, public, they lean to this by a thin 50% margin, thought that this was a good idea. And we know from the public polls there's more general public support for this idea. But for the most part, people around the world want to see us confine this war to Afghanistan. One of the other real shocks here is opinion leaders do not think that we are conducting this war on a multilateral basis. They say it's being directed by American interests. We're not soliciting our allies. 70% of Americans disagree.
Andy Kohut, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.